Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today, we've got an episode of Penny for Your Thoughts. On episodes like these, I'm going to go over some unique and interesting cards that fit a certain category or theme. And then I want to hear your picks for some ones that I might have missed. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in for the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I'm going to be taking you through my favorite janky and awesome blue instance. Now, if you haven't seen any of my other janky and awesome episodes, go ahead and check those out. I mean, watch this episode first, then check those episodes out. But anyways, when I'm talking about janky cards, it's kind of hard to define. I mean, a janky card, you kind of just know it when you see it, kind of. You know, it's like, it does something, but it does something in a strange way that you usually don't see. And it's at first, you know, you kind of have to reread it like three times, like, why would anyone ever play this? Or why could this ever be a powerful card? And there's definitely some, you know, kind of hidden gems out there that are janky and awesome cards that can really take your opponents by surprise and can be a lot of fun. So yeah, let's jump into it. I'm going to be going through my favorite awesome janky 8 blue instance. So let's get started. Synthetic Destiny is the first one. It's an instant for 4 blue, and it says, exile creatures you control. At the beginning of the next end step, reveal cards on the top of your library until you reveal that many creature cards. Put all creature cards revealed this way onto the battlefield. Then shuffle the rest of the revealed cards into your library. So yeah, this one is basically a mass polymorph for your board, but it's at instant speed, and yeah, it kind of helps you also, you know, also avoid board wipes. It does a lot of things. So yeah, this is kind of like it's a card that could work really well with a deck that's going to create a lot of tokens, but also has some big creatures in there. So kind of like a Jaleera deck potentially, but yeah, one that basically, you know, you make tokens and then you just say, okay, yeah, you're going to cast your board wipe? Yeah, sure. Let me just, you know, cast this at instant speed. I'm going to exile my creatures. They're gone. You know, they were just like little token creatures, maybe some small creatures as well. But yeah, instead of that, you know, them just all dying, I'm just going to, you know, at the beginning of the next end step, get some creatures off the top of my library. Maybe they've got some powerful ETBs. You know, maybe they're just, you know, a bunch of giant, big creatures that can deal a ton of damage, you know, that can come out of nowhere. Again, I mean, you don't even have to do this to avoid a board wipe. You know, you can just do it right before your turn to kind of surprise your opponents out of nowhere. You know, again, instant speed, it makes it a lot more flexible. It makes it a really powerful kind of mass polymorph that, you know, again, I think can just surprise your opponents out of nowhere and can really kind of, it's not for all decks, obviously, but it can definitely make a huge impact and can definitely win you some games. So next up, not a similar card, but here we go. Gather Specimens. It's an instant for 3 blue, so 6 mana in total. It says if a creature would come into play under opponent's control this turn, it comes into play under your control instead. So this again, like kind of like an instant kind of surprise, 6 mana, you know, it costs a decent amount. You got to hold a lot up for it, but the payoff can be huge. So basically, you know, this is kind of like at the very minimum, it's a gain control of one creature spell. I mean, it has to be on a creature that they cast, but, you know, at a certain point of the game, you know, everyone's going to have enough mana where they're going to be casting big and powerful things. But it's more flexible than that, than just a gain control of one creature spell, because it's also, I mean, it says if a creature come to play under opponent's control this turn. So if they cast, you know, a spell that makes them a lot of tokens, congratulations, you're the proud owner of all those tokens they just created. You know, they cast a Secure the Waste, you know, for 10 mana. You just got 10, you know, I believe they're soldiers or warriors, I believe. But anyway, you get a ton of creatures for free, essentially, you know, again, so you can steal tokens. You know, if someone just casts that Synthetic Destiny, you actually can steal their creatures. So it's kind of funny how that actually works. You can actually just steal the creatures that they get off the top of that. You know, a kind of a mass polymorph or something along those lines. Or, you know, if someone's got a, you know, like a Living Death where, you know, everyone's sacking their board and they get their creatures back out from their graveyard or whatnot, then yeah, you can just steal all the creatures that would have been coming to play under their control. So this is actually pretty flexible for what it is. It does cost a decent chunk of mana, but the, again, effect can be game-winning, game-ending. Next up, there's Sudden Substitution, which is I it's a very powerful card. I do think that this is janky, kind of, and the way that it works, it just still feels janky, even though it is powerful. It's pretty well known. It's decently well known. A sudden substitution is an instant that costs 2 blue-blue. It has split second. It says exchange control of target non-creature spell and target creature. Then the spell's controller may choose new targets for it. I believe I mentioned this one in my Cyclonic Rift episode, or kind of ways to combat Cyclonic Rift. This is an extremely powerful card. You basically say, okay, I'm going to switch control of, you know, my little creature and I'll take your spell, or I'll switch control of this little spell and I'll take control of your big creature. Or you can do kind of mix and match. I mean, you can, it doesn't say it has to be your spell or your creature. You can, you know, exchange control for someone else's creature to someone else's spell. You're kind of, you know, flipping the script in a lot of ways with this. Again, it can do some really surprising and powerful things. It's one of the only ways to kind of get around Cyclonic Rift. You can basically, you know, say, okay, yeah, I'll trade, you know, my little, again, token creature for your Cyclonic Rift, and now I'm Cyclonic Rifting your board instead. There's a lot of powerful kind of things that can do. I still think it's kind of janky, just, again, when you read through it again, you have to read through it like a couple times, so like, okay, wait, how exactly does this work? And again, it's got split second, so it's nearly impossible to stop. So it's a janky, awesome, powerful card. Next up, not quite as powerful, but still pretty fun, is Plagiarize. It's an instant that costs 3 and a blue. It says, until end of turn, if target player would draw a card, instead that player skips that draw and you draw a card. So this is just like a, hey, you know, you've got your, you know, Rhystic Study out. You know, I'm just going to draw all the cards this turn instead. You know, I'll keep casting other spells. I'll just basically, you know, draw cards for myself. Or, you know, if they got, you know, multiple enchantments out that they're drawing cards from, or they just cast, you know, a big, you know, X draw spell, like a Blue Sun Zenith or something like that. You're going to be like, oh, okay, wait, no, you're not drawing all those cards. I'm drawing them instead. So yeah, it can be a really kind of like fun gotcha card where, you know, for 4 mana, you might, you know, might get like, you know, 2 or 3 cards, you know, in kind of small situations, but you're still kind of taking card advantage away from someone else. But in big situations, this can draw, you know, 10 cards for 4 mana instant speed, which can be a lot of fun. So it just, again, it's something that, you know, it has applications. You know, maybe you've got some wheel effects too in your deck where you know, you're wheeling and then you say, everyone gets to, you know, draw some cards except for you. I'm going to be drawing your cards as well. So, you know, instead of them drawing 7, you draw an extra 7, you just drew 14. So yeah. It has some applications that can be pretty brutal and a lot of fun. Next up, there's Mana Short, which is an instant that costs 2 and a blue and says tap all lands target player controls and empty their mana pool. So this one, I mean, obviously, you know, you could, you know, if you cast this during someone's main phase, they can just tap their mana in response and still use it. But you're going to be casting before then. So you're going to cast it at a point where they can only essentially cast instants. And if they don't have any instants, you're just basically kind of like skipping their turn, unless they've got ways to use their mana in other ways, which, you know, most of the time, you know, people are counting on being able to cast things during their main phase. So yeah, this is kind of like a skip target player's turn spell for 3 mana, which can be great. It can also be kind of a flexible, like, you know, if you know you're playing against one person, you know, that is a control player, and you're like, okay, I've got my turn, and I need to make sure that I can do whatever I want on my turn, you can cast this, you can try to tap someone out. They're going to have to either counter this, or they're just going to have to be tapped out during your turn, and then you can do what you need to do. But yeah, this is kind of like there's a lot of kind of focus on, you know, gaining extra turn spells, you know, or not gaining extra turn spells, casting extra turn spells that are extremely effective. This is kind of like, hey, let's end that player's turn, skip their turn essentially, and, you know, again, if someone's way ahead of everyone else, this can be a good kind of political card, like, hey, I can stop this player for one turn, let's all team up on them and kind of really try to take them down. So it can be a very flexible card, again, one that can come out of nowhere, and really, I think it should see a little more play. It's pretty fun and janky. Masterful Replication is the next one. It's an instant for 5 and a blue. It says choose 1. Create 2 3/3 golem artifact creature tokens, or choose target artifact you control. Each other artifact you control becomes a copy of that artifact until end of turn. So that first part isn't really too interesting. Obviously, the secondary part where you basically say, okay, all my artifacts now are this artifact. So you can do a lot of crazy powerful things with this. Maybe you've got like a Gilded Lotus in play. You can make all your artifacts into Gilded Lotuses, then give you an absurd amount of mana in that turn. Again, you can do this in instant speed. You can also just do it on your turn where you're just generating an absurd amount of mana with that. Maybe you've got, you know, one very powerful artifact creature out. You can make all your tiny, you know, your mana rocks into that giant artifact creature that you can then smack your opponents with. There's a lot of flexible things you can do with this. There's a lot of very powerful things you can do with this. There's plenty of great artifacts out there that you would love to see multiple copies of. So yeah, this is a really interesting one. Again, at instant speed, you can just kind of do a lot of tricky, fun things with it. Next up is might be the jankiest one on this list, but I still think it has a place. I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's an instant, of course, Fold into Aether, instant for 2 blue-blue. It says counter target spell. If you do, that spell's controller may put a creature card from their hand into play. Now, On its face, this is a terrible card, right? You don't want to just counter someone's spell for 4 mana, and then they can put a creature into play from their hand for free. That's not all that good. You know, if you're, you know, if they have a huge creature in their hand, you're going to be in trouble. It does have that flexibility that you can use it in that way, though. So, you know, if someone's got a game-ending spell, you're going to be willing to cast this and, you know, hope they don't have a giant creature in their hand. So it does have that flexibility. Where I think this card can get interesting, though, is targeting your own spell. So if you're in a deck that, you know, has a couple other instants or a decent amount of other instants that you can use that are pretty cheap, some cantrippy effects maybe, you can kind of counter your own spell and then get your, you know, Blightsteel Colossus or whatever into play for free, essentially at instant speed. So yeah, right before your turn, you know, you cast, you know, a Brainstorm, you cast your Fall into Aether, you counter your Brainstorm, and then you say, oh no, I countered my own spell. Blightsteel Colossus into play for free right before my turn and surprise your opponents out of nowhere. It's kind of like a way to kind of cheat in and flash a creature into play for free. Cheat on mana cost. Again, there is some workaround that you have to do. It does have that flexibility that if you need to use as a counterspell, you can, although you are taking a risk. But yeah, again, that's kind of the janky, fun, awesome factor of that one. And the final card that I want to tackle today is kind of a unique and, you know, kind of janky card from Homelands. It's a pretty old card. And that's Chain Stasis. It's an instant for a blue, and it says you may tap or untap target creature. Then that creature's controller may pay 2 and a blue. If the player does, they may copy this spell and may choose a new target for the copy. So, on its face, it's, you know, not all that great. You know, you're tapping or untapping a creature for 1 mana. That's not terrible. I mean, and if you, you know, target an opponent's creature, they can pay to essentially copy that spell. Now, in Commander, you know, if you're not playing against a player that has blue, you know, they're not going to be able to copy it. So, you can use it in that way. But I think the way that this kind of becomes a very interesting spell is, you know, in kind of like a Penman's Aura or like a Freed from the Real kind of instant speed out of nowhere, kind of infinite combo with certain creatures. There are plenty of creatures of magic that, you know, can tap for plenty of creatures. There's a decent amount of creatures of magic that can tap for, you know, 4 or more mana, essentially. And this is just kind of like an instant speed way to generate infinite mana with them, you know, as long as you're tapping for a blue within that. But yeah, you tap them, you know, you cast your Chain Stasis on your own creature. It untaps. You pay your 2 and a blue. You pay your 2 and a blue to copy it, you know, you tap it again in response, you untap, you keep going over and over again. You can just basically instant speed kind of make infinite mana with, you know, those certain creatures that combo, you know, with, you know, Penman's Aura, Freed from the Real. I mean, it does cost a bit more than those, obviously, but there are some examples out there. I think like Crab Umbra is one that does kind of have this exact same cost for untapping. But yeah, you can kind of just cast it at instant speed. It does have some flexibility to it, but yeah, this is kind of like an instant speed potential combo piece that, you know, I had to read it a couple times again to kind of, you know, make sure it worked in the right way. And I believe it does. So judge, let me know if it does. But yeah, those are my picks for my favorite janky and awesome blue instance. So yeah, let me know in the comments below what your thoughts are. Are there any janky and blue instance that I didn't bring up that you thought I should have or that are your favorites? So yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again and have a good one.